The Roadrunner was a pocket-sized device with built-in double-talk speech that allowed you to listen to books or, in fact, any text file on the road. Unfortunately, the company that produced the Roadrunner went out of business, but now a device that could be called the Roadrunner Mark II, but in fact is called Book Courier, is about to hit the market. What's more, Book Courier has an accessible, portable MP3 player. Steve Gomez from Springer Design tells us all about the new Book Courier. People really did lament the loss of the Roadrunner, and it sounds to me like the Book Courier is picking up from where the Roadrunner left off, and then some.
Yeah, that's the plan. This is actually our view of the second generation of the Roadrunner. The addition of one of the biggest complaints that people had about the Roadrunner was its limited storage capacity. So we thought that the best way to do that was to provide pluggable memory cards so that people could put as much as they'd like on it. The addition of the MP3 player was just something that came along at the last minute. We thought it would be a neat feature for the visually impaired to have an MP3 player that would actually tell them what they were listening to.
All right, so we have a device. Is it about the same size as the Roadrunner?
It's slightly larger, maybe about 20% larger. It's 2x5 by a little over an inch thick.
Okay, and it's using flash memory, is that correct? Flash memory cards?
Compact flash memory cards, the same type of memory you would find in a lot of digital cameras.
Mm. And indeed, I think the current blindness crop of note takers, such as the Braille Light and the Braille Note and the PacMate, are using that as well, which could be quite useful.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, and so what's the maximum storage that one could have on a card like that and use in the Book Courier?
We've currently tested it with 512 megabyte cards. There are 1 gigabyte cards, up to 1 gigabyte cards out there now. We actually haven't bothered testing it yet, but there's no reason why it won't work.
And are you sticking with the double talk speech?
Yes.
Okay. Was that a decision you gave some thought to? Because I know that speech synthesis is an acquired taste, and some people like the double talk and others don't.
Well, we investigated a lot of different text-to-speech engines. One of the primary requirements that we have is that it has to not require a lot of computing power to do, and it has to be able to run on batteries. And we narrowed it down to two different choices, double talk and another solution from an electronic component manufacturer, Winbond. And it, from a feature-to-feature standpoint, double talk was head and shoulders above the Winbond part. So we pretty much had to go in that direction.
How did your company get involved in doing this?
Long story, but the short version is my company does handheld design consulting for major companies. And we had a customer ask us to build a prototype of what turned into the Roadrunner. And once we designed it, they decided that they really didn't have the ability to market it, so we jumped in and did that. And then as it came time to do the next generation, the funding ran out for Ostrich Software, and we decided to pick it up and run with it and create the Book Courier.
Are there any other features in the Book Courier that differ from the functionality that was within the Roadrunner?
Besides the MP3 and the compact flash, we have the capability of recording voice notes. So it's got a built-in microphone, and you can record your own notes. The PC software, the Windows-based software, is much more extensive than the original Roadrunner download software. We will have the capabilities, if people don't necessarily like double talk, they can pick a different speech synthesizer, such as Eloquence or even AT&T Natural Voices, and record the text on the PC, create an MP3 file, which is then loaded onto the Book Courier, and they can listen to that.
I guess that presumably within the book courier, you can move ahead by units such as sentence.
Correct.
And yep. you wouldn't be able to do that in an MP3 file, obviously. So yep. there will be some loss of...
You would be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's a... The way that navigation in an MP3 file would work is if it's an MP3 file that we created from a text file, you would have the same navigation capabilities, sentence, page, paragraph. If it is an audio MP3 file, such as music, you can move around in it, you know, fast forward, rewind type capabilities where you would jump forward a number of seconds. Or move back a number of seconds.
So is there some sort of examination of pauses to allow somebody to move forward by a sentence in an MP3 file?
Yes, but it's not something that we're going to be doing in the first release.
Right. Okay.
And another feature that this box has is to slightly change the subject, but... instead of being connected to your PC via a serial port, it will be connected via USB, Universal Serial Bus, which makes it a plug-and-play device, so you don't have to worry about configuring your PC to use this. You just plug it in and it starts working.
Since you have some MP3 capabilities in there and playing of media, have you thought about including the Audible format, which a number of blind people are now really into for getting books from the internet?
We have not opened discussions with Audible yet, but it is something that is on our list of things to do.
That's the thing with a product like this. There are so many possibilities, aren't there?
Yes. The possibilities are quite large at this point, and we're trying to narrow them down so we can actually get a product shipped out to the users without a lot of delays. We're trying to avoid the avalanche of features that people would like and trying to implement them and then actually never getting anything out the door. So
here's the thing. Can I take you back to the voice notes feature? Would that be appropriate for, say, somebody taking this device, the Book Courier, into a lecture and recording a lecture, or is it really designed for very short bits of recording?
The duration of the recording is going to be limited by the amount of space on your memory card.
Okay.
So, I don't have a number off the top of my head, but if you had a 512 megabyte card in there, you'd have quite a bit of time for recording.
Is it storing those as WAV or MP3 files, those voice notes?
It's going to be storing them as WAV files.
Right. Okay. What, recorded at about 8 kilohertz or something like that for
yep.
voice? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, very good. How much will you be selling the Book Courier for?
The current target price is $379. That includes everything that you need to use it, the transfer, the Book Courier transfer tool, the USB cable, a set of earphones, batteries, USB cable.
All right. Now, when you use a product, for example, like the Kurzweil 1000 or OpenBook, some of these specialist applications for the blind have interfaces to dump text directly to a Roadrunner. Will those options work automatically with the Book Courier, or will we need to wait for modifications to that software?
We are trying to coordinate those activities so everything happens at the same time. I'm really not in a position where I can tell you exactly who we're working with, but we're trying to provide the same capabilities that the Roadrunner had, plus a few more.
Right. So people may have to wait for that.
I don't know. If they do have to wait, it will be a short period of time.
Very good. Well, that sounds like a really exciting product, and people will be so relieved to hear that somebody's taken up this market. If people want to keep up to date with what's happening and when the release is ready, what you're looking at sometime early next year into 2003 for that, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. And where can people go to find out more information about it?
You can go to our website. Its address is www.springer-design.com. And from there, there are links to the various information available about Book Courier.
That's brilliant. Well, I appreciate you coming on the program, and we'll keep tabs on this in the new year as the release dates come close.
Okay, great. Thank you for your time, Jonathan.